Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the Kiwa, right here on BlogTalkRadio.com. Reporting live from the Mile High City of Denver, I'm your host, Dak Dish.
Good morning, Denver. This is Blog Talk Radio. This is Rotten Rod, and Dax just signed in. How are you today?
Good morning. How's everybody doing? Happy Monday. Well, considering it was a rough weekend. It was a rough weekend for Denver, but you know, the show must go on, right, Rod?
Yeah.
The show must go on.
We'll just talk about the Broncos losing very quickly. It's 24-18. People stay away from Walgreens razors.
Why? What's going on with Walgreens
stay
razors?
Stay away from the pill bottles. It was really that bad yesterday. Just stay home from work because ain't nobody wants your attitude.
And it seems like I woke up this morning, and, you know, it seems like Denver's in a daze. Like, it's like everybody's walking around, like, their eyes are freaking glazed.
That could have been from the dispensary.
Like, it's like The Walking Dead around here. I'm like, you know what? We lost, and we can't take it back. What happened, though? What happened? We came out of the gate swinging.
We came out firing, and then I really don't know what happened. The offense fell apart. The defense played better than the offense did. I don't know, a lot of dropped balls. It was probably a blessing that they didn't win because they would have been embarrassing in New England.
Yeah, and
if they would have played like that in New England, that score would have been like 62-13.
Yeah. And Luck did prove that he's a hell of a quarterback. I didn't realize that till yesterday, but he's a hell of a quarterback. And he's the real deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, God
bless
him.
What else is going on in news?
Yeah. Can't really talk about anything.
What
else is going on? That was depressing enough for Denver fans.
Bad news.
Well, let's talk about the four major winners at the Golden Globes. The movie Boyhood, starring Patricia Arquette and Ethan Hawke, spans over 12 years, won Best Picture. Fantastic movie.
Did you see it?
I did. It deserved Best Picture, and it should win the Oscar, too.
And Patricia Arquette, she's revived her career, like tremendously.
And she won Supporting Actress.
Good for her.
Yes. And then The Grand Budapest Hotel by Wes Anderson won Best Comedy Movie. Best TV Drama went to The Affair on Showtime, so it just goes to prove if you will make a show about cheating on your significant other, you can win a Golden Globe. And finally, for the trans community, Transparent, about a trans man wanting to become a woman, won Best Comedy. Jeffrey Tambor was called Best Comedic Actor for his role playing a trans woman. What a great victory for the trans community.
That's awesome. That's good.
And that's all the news I have.
Well, we don't need no more news. We've got a great show today. We've got Raina Williams on the line with us.
Raina
Williams. Yeah, we're definitely digging her music. This artist is she is a trailblazer. She is a hip hop artist, acoustic artist. You name it, she does it, and she's amazing. We're excited to talk to her. So stay on the line. We'll be right back with Raina Williams. Our phone lines are open 917-889-7006. If you want to call in and speak with her, boost her up, show her some love. But we'll be right back with Raina Williams after this.
Right here on BlogTalkRadio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
I could go back to school on the traditional route. Lots of people do. I mean, lots. But they aren't me. I want classes I control, not lectures I have to sit through. I'm not out to land some job. I want a career. I know I don't want that. I'm not afraid to go my own way. And it looks like I'm not alone.
CTU, the new direction of online education. Are you in?
We are back on the queue up. Welcome back. Happy Monday to everybody. Stacks Dish and Rod and Rod on the line. And we've got our special guest this morning. Miss Raina Williams is on the line with us. Give it up for Miss Raina Williams, you guys. Yeah.
Yay, thank you.
Yeah.
What up? Thank you very much.
What up?
What up?
How are you, man? What's going on?
I'm excellent. I appreciate you having me. It's awesome.
Absolutely. You just waking up?
Yeah, I've just been, like, on the computer, like, you know, just kind of trying to make it work in New York, you know? Got to keep it moving.
I've been following your posts, and so I see you. I see you on Facebook. You're making moves. You're working on a new song. I saw you recording a new track, so hopefully
it's something.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, thank you. I'm trying to get out of this little bubble.
Yeah. Well, everything you touch, man, musically turns to gold. I just got to tell you, you are phenomenal, and I just I love, I was reading a description that you, I guess you had given of yourself, and you said, if Lauryn Hill and Lenny Kravitz and Pink and Justin Timberlake, and I would also throw in Eminem and probably Joss Stone. Yeah, I would throw them in the mix too. Absolutely. And we've got Raina Williams. We've got that.
Thank you. All right.
Oh man, your stuff is amazing. It's excellent.
Thank you.
And we've been tapping into it the last couple of weeks. And yeah, man, it's good stuff. You've been writing since you were 12. You said you started writing when you were 12. That's when you really kind of figured out you wanted to write and go the music route.
Yeah, because I got my guitar, the guitar that I had with the stickers on it, that's the guitar that I got when I was 12. And
wow.
So I just been, like, writing this, on that, like, just teaching myself. Like, I used to buy Guitar World magazines and, like, you know, because I grew up, I was born in the early 80s, so, you know, I really, like, grew up listening to a lot of late 80s and, like, 90s music. Like, that's when I was a teenager,
yeah.
And, like, you get into the radio. So it was, like, a lot of that type of, like, you know, the hip hop that was out then and like the rock that was out then kind of influenced me, and then playing acoustic, you know, and then just kind of being like this, you know, androgynous, like, you know, queery little, you know, chick who's just like, I'm always hanging out with the freaks and the goths and just like the outcasts and stuff in school, just because that's what I did, you know what I mean? But it's like a journey, because my mom is an opera singer. She raised me, like, you know, going to work during the day, and then at night she would go to rehearsals and be in the Baltimore Opera and at Washington Opera. You know, like, my dad was in the television business for a long time, so it's just kind of like I've always been around entertainment and just stage and theater and stuff, so that really had a lot to do with it, too.
And you can tell. I mean, it's reflected through, you know, your music. It's reflected through your promo photos. It's, you know, and I love that. And I do. And I was just talking to Rod about that. Like, you know, really in music, people come and go. You don't really have those people that, you know, are those gender benders anymore. Like, you know, Boy George and Annie Lennox and, you know, artists like that, Sylvester. Those are artists that I really dug, you know, because I'm a musician and artist myself, so that's kind of what I look for in other musicians. They're different, and they're pushing the envelope, and you do that, you know, and I love your music because you've got either the very raw and gritty side to your music, or you've got the soft and sensual, you know, side to your music, so it could be either or, and people don't really know, you know, who it is, you know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah,
who it
totally.
Is on the microphone or behind it, you know, and that's what you want to give them. You want to give them that mystery. You know, that's what's missing in music is the mystery.
Yeah. You know what?
Go ahead, Rob.
Dax told me, he's like, well, go to her website and go to her Facebook page, look her up, check her out. And then I was listening to Ooh Love, the song that you were nominated for.
Uh-huh.
And when it changed, it started sounding like a man, and I'm like, is this a duet? And then I listen
right.
more, and it's like, okay, this is my new favorite person.
Yeah.
That makes me think that. I mean, and then I also looked up your X Factor. And because I was wondering to myself, listening to your voice, why I haven't seen you, because I watch those shows, because I don't know why. It's a sickness. But I watch those shows, and I'm like, why haven't I seen you? And then I, of course, listen to your song, Who I Am, and that told me everything I needed to know.
Nice.
Absolutely. Who I Am.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that song, that actually, the track that's on the mixtape is the guy, you know, I was communicating on Twitter with some people. And big shout out to SV Promo and all of them productions out there. But the guy, you know, was really cool and sent me a bunch of tracks. And then I started, like, playing it acoustic, so I think I'm going to record that. But definitely still going to give my man the credit, you know what I mean, for him, you know, putting it together. Because I think his song was a sample of something else, but, like, this, the whole thing was, like, kind of tricked out because I was really, like, going to go a different direction with that song. And then something just was like, I put that out, like, right after I was on the show, and I was really influenced by that. And, like, a lot of things changed with the way that I thought about my career and stuff after being on there and, like, just having that whole experience, you know. And so it was kind of like, out on the paper, and I was like, oh snap, I'm really saying a lot of stuff. But, you know, I usually record, I recorded all of that stuff on a laptop in a closet. So for people to be like, yo, you need to, like, be going to a big studio, I mean, that is good. You do, you should go to a studio that has all the bells and whistles and expensive stuff, but you don't have to do that to get stuff that is worth putting out. People are like, yeah, I can listen to this. You know what I mean?
And,
you know, just take some
and
skill,
you know what,
like,
that's
just learn some shit.
Yeah,
sorry, I didn't mean to curse.
Yeah, that's
that
cool, baby.
Too.
This internet radio boo, so you all good. But
okay.
I understand where you're coming from. You know, you're recording from the closet, you're recording, you know what, that's my production right now. But you know what? It's the skills that you know, it's the passion that you have, because I never would have known that about you. I mean, your stuff sounds Grammy ready. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of, absolutely. Speaking of, we've got that song, and I'm going to play it here momentarily. But I wanted to know about basically the story behind that song, "Road to the Grammys."
The Road to the Grammys. Okay. Well, I had the track for a long time. I was digging around in my dad's CD collection years ago, and like I was finding a bunch of stuff, and I found it. Miles Davis CD he had, and I locked in on the track, and I didn't even know, see, this is the thing about me, like, I don't even know a lot of stuff about, like, oh, this is a famous song or whatever, but I was locked in on it, and I was like, this sounds dope, let me sample it, because I had just been experimenting with sampling, so that track had been sitting for a while, and then I met this woman in Brooklyn who did jazz through this lawyer that I knew, and you know, me and her were cool, and she had a cool voice, so we just got together and I wrote the verse, I mean I wrote the hook for her to sing. She came in the closet and sang the joint, and you know, both she has like this thing, Journey to the Grammys, like that was, she kind of inspired me to write it, you know, because I always had dreams, like, as a kid, watching the show and be like, oh, yeah, I want to do that and be that. Like, now, I don't know. It doesn't feel so much like you want to be a part of it, but at the same time, it is, like, being respected by your music peers, and I think that's what really matters, the bottom line, you know, for any artist. You want other artists to respect you, because it means more than,
well,
you know, it means a lot.
Absolutely. Well, after this song, you definitely deserve the respect, and you deserve the props for this song, because this song, girl, had me up and on my feet. So we're going to play this song. This is Road to the Grammys by Raina Williams. And again, the phone lines are open, 917-889-7006, right here on the Queue Up.
Me and Roger Lowry on the road to the Grammys. We don't need a stretch limousine or a Bentley. Pack light but grind heavy and grace gently. There's a couple things that we need for our journey. First thing on the list is that music. It's the product of the finest reserve. Best to slow sip and drive with that music and blood. Hemoglobin flow, voice of go. Loving your tone, lyrical centerfold. Next on the list is the savvy, gotta have it. How you gonna navigate through snake infested pastures? Think grabs of legal jargon, hides bastards, clowns, passions, protect your neck and your masters. Next thing is thick skin, shorty, we gruesome. Critics try to trip you, paint your picture looking gruesome. But we hate approved, switching gears, no steering wheel. Mile markers getting closer, baby, that's that true real. Yeah, come on, where we at, Raj?
Walking the path, heading down the yellow brick road. Destination, going to the Grammys for sure. Gotta believe and always put your good foot forward. Working, hustling, always pays. Walking the path, heading down the yellow brick road. Destination, going to the Grammys for sure. Gotta believe and always put that good foot forward. With music and grinding, about to pay off.
You like the outdoor, bear grills, wilderness. Industry is man versus wild. Now survive this. Buzzing in your head and they bite. Now you itch, cuz poisonous words under your skin. Welcome to the woods. Everything look the same, a Blair Witch scene. No map, GPS, or touchscreen. Just walk the path like you Eli with the book. Now you stepping with blind faith, and that's a good look. How many shows we rock? How many no's we heard? We turn them testament to yes is ambition big as precious. A pocket full of blessings, we take it back like Rolodexes on desk and Lucifer's on deck. The music is like sex, have you fiending and grabbing every record, yo, you just gotta have it. True art, Raina Williams, Roger Laurie, get manic. Top charts, we about to end that musical famine, dropping rashes on the masses. Now eat it up, yeah.
Walking the path, heading down the yellow brick road. Destination, going to the Grammys for sure. Gotta believe and always put your good foot forward. Hard work and hustling always pays. Walking the path, heading down the yellow brick road. Destination, going to the Grammys for sure. Gotta believe and always put that good foot forward. Music and grinding about to pay off. Man, as I live and breathe, I'm gonna keep grinding and hustling for the Grammy till I'm 6 feet under. You ain't ready for the fire, gotta put it on ya. Every note that I give fuels my determination to be on that Grammy stage with a standing ovation. Let me make it clear, there's no miscommunication. Raja Lari and Raina gonna take over this nation.
Watch this.
That's fire right there. That's fire. You know it is.
So, like, honestly, she definitely, Raja Lari did her thing. Like, I'm so proud of her. She's another artist you definitely should check out. Like, she's real cool. She has been overseas a bunch of times recently. She's a jazz artist. And she's just like, she has a song about being a big girl. Damn, it's like Curvy Girl or something. It's so good. I'm so bad with names. Like, she gonna have to forgive me, but I'm shouting her out, Raja Lari, because, you know, that was her little scatting thing at the end, and, like, she wrote that part, like, the standing ovation part. That was all her, so, you know, it's a good collaboration, man.
We're definitely looking her up, because that, you know, really just was that was the icing on the cake. I mean, it was already a hot track, but just to have her on there, it really, you know, most definitely. Turn me out.
Yeah. You should have seen me in the session trying to, like, sing, like, tell her to sing like this. Like, and she nailed it because, I mean, you know, I was imitating. I was like, yeah, it seemed like that old school, like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. So how did your music, how was it featured on, Californication, I guess one of your songs was on Californication. You had one song on, I guess it was featured on Piranha, the movie 3D.
Yeah.
Did you have a, oh, honey,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
And recently,
I saw that movie.
Yeah, recently I had, hold on. I had you on speaker because the music was going and it was jamming.
Was you jamming to my station?
Yeah,
oh,
I was jamming.
See, that's what I'm saying.
recently I had some stuff on About a Boy. I think that's the TV show About a Boy. But in, like, CBS, like, during the NFL, like, last month or a few months ago, you know. So, I mean, I worked with a publisher for maybe since 2006 or 2007. So it's been a while, like,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, sometimes they've changed, but it was like a small company. But they used to do they still do like custom tracks. And so I met them one day, and they bought, like, I had a bunch of beats and tracks that I wasn't doing anything with. And they were like, well, we want to buy these. And I was like, oh, snap. And so that's kind of how it started. And then they started hiring me to, like, write whole CDs worth of stuff for them. You know, in the,
wow.
Like, they'll be like, make a track that sounds like whatever. So, like, it's interesting, the stuff that you played in the little montage, because that one thing, I don't think I can give you what you deserve. That joint is like, that joint is me writing a song that was like that, the Nelly tune. What about us? What about you? So, like, that was the reference track. So I had to write a song that was similar to that, with the same feel, but not that. And it has been actually incredibly good practice for me, like, over the years, as far as being a songwriter.
So are you also a songwriter as a, you know, in conjunction to being an actual artist? Do you write songs or music for other people, or do you write specifically for yourself?
Well, I'm open to writing for other people, and that's really the phase that I'm into right now with my career, like shifting, being able to open and get in the rooms with other writer, like co-writers, so that way, you know, they have access to pitch to like artists that are, you know, some people that are not so big and some people that are big, you know, so it's cool to like transition, but regardless, like the catalog of stuff is open. So if somebody came to me and was an Usher, for example, or like somebody younger than Usher, but like a male singer, say, hey, I want to sing Udam, I would be like, okay. I mean,
yeah.
Like if they wanted to sing like Ooh, that's the title of the track. I had to change it, but the title track is like Ooh. So if somebody was like, Raina, we want to do this, it would still be my song, and I would still have my version. But that person, I would be like, yeah, you should freaking put that on your album and put it out as your single. Because to me, it's a song that I've written. And I actually originally wrote that to pitch to Pretty Ricky. So how about that?
Oh,
like, I didn't even write it for myself at first.
Yeah.
But I just started needing a song to sing when I went out playing. And so I made that version, because there's a version on iTunes that has like a little vocoder on it. And that's the original version, where it sounds like more like synthy. And then this newer, more recent version with the guitars, that's like what I did after I started playing on acoustic. And I was like, well, you know, I should like make a track to this. And so, you know, I produced that whole thing.
You know? Nice. Well, yeah, it's really nice. And speaking of Ooh Damn was the song that actually won you a nomination for the Out Music Awards. Now, I think, Rod, you said they had just aired. Didn't they just air that, or were they airing it?
Aren't you coming up on January 19th? Aren't you going to be performing Now Next?
Didn't that just happen? The Now Next, I think, already happened.
Okay, what's coming up for you?
The Out Music Awards.
That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Also nominated for that, were you not?
Yeah, I was nominated
for
Best Soul R&B for
Ooh.
And I'm going to be performing, and that's really cool. I'm excited about that.
I hope they televise that. Do you know if they're going to televise that on Logo?
I'm not sure. I should ask them, huh? That's a good question.
I would really like to know, because I'm ready to have my DVR. I'm ready to see that performance.
Yeah, and I'm excited about it. And it's cool that there's a performance this coming Friday in Brooklyn at Littlefield, which is a fundraiser that's put on by the Out Music Award curators. But it's a fundraiser for the Brooklyn City Pride Center, you know, which does a lot of work in Brooklyn, helping, like, you know, youth and stuff, LGBT youth, but, like, everybody, you know what I mean? But it's, like, doesn't, you know, discriminate against anyone, which is awesome. And so, you know, that's the concert. And people get a $20 ticket to go to that show on Friday. Then they get to go to the awards on Monday if they want to. It's like $5 off. I mean, I guess it's and all the money will go to, you know, the organizations. And I'm actually going to be helping them out this summer with the program for homeless youth who have been put out of their homes because they, you know, are transgender or queer or whatever. And, you know, it helps them to learn how to do a music career. And they pick the select, you know, group of teens, and, you know, I volunteered my services to teach them music production. So, you know, that's what we're
doing.
That is
so awesome, Raina. That is so awesome, man. I just have that much more respect for you that, you know, you're helping our youth out, you know, in the community, and you're giving back. That's what it's all about. You know, it's not about the fame. It's not about the fortune. Those things are nice, you know, and as an artist, you deserve those things, but, you know, you see the big picture, and it's about giving back and showing other people that, you know what, you can be whoever you are and do what you want to do, you know, in this lifetime. Well, let's play this song. This is Ooh Damn. This is the song that got you nominated. And again, the show's coming up on the 19th, so make sure that you'll probably be on YouTube to stream, right? That performance, you think, or what?
I think so. I know
somewhere.
They're streaming it sometime. Yeah, they are streaming it some type of way. I need assistant.
I'll find it.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep this. We'll keep this track.
I'll find it.
This is Ooh Damn by Raina Williams. All right, right here on the queue up. Ooh Damn.
We're
she like, ooh, she looking like, ooh, her body like, damn, mommy got it going on like, damn, got that model thing down, like, ooh, she looking like, ooh, her body like, body right, damn, mommy got it going on like, damn, got that model thing down, like, she said she worked downtown, but I swear she should just be working for the camera.
Honestly, music is not what it was anymore, and it's hard to find artists like you. So, I mean, is there anybody out there that really, like, you know, is speaking to you, or?
Okay, so what that a familiar name would definitely be Sia, right? I like her. I like Sia.
See, I saw and her, and, S-I-A. Is that S-I-A?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you. Yeah, you said something on your Twitter about her that you worked with her, and I didn't get a chance to check her out, but I'll have to check her out.
She got some good
stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, she's the one that's got the, you know, she's the one that's got that chandelier.
What is wrong with you?
You know, Sia, dude.
Oh,
she,
you know, Sia. Wild Ones, Flo Rida.
Yup.
The
Titanium.
Yeah, all right.
The Titanium,
yeah, it took
jam.
Me a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. The chick that she, her videos, you don't see what she looked like. It's just her wig. And then she just had that song with Shia LaBeouf and the little shorty in the cage. And everybody's like, oh, it's bad,
yeah.
It's bad. And it wasn't as beautiful. I thought it was a great video. But,
okay.
Yeah,
I'll
so
have
she,
to check her out
she
again.
I like Sia. And then I guess some unknown but getting more known is Alan Stone. I really, really like Alan Stone a lot. Like
Alan Stone. Okay.
Alan Stone. You need to know that dude. He will blow your mind. And I went to see him in concert, and Bad Rabbits opened for him, and they're another one. Bad Rabbits is a band. They're out of Boston. So, like, I'm listening to, Bad Rabbits. So, like, I mean, mainstream, because it sounds all the same to me. I do like Bruno Mars on occasion.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I like the...
Yeah.
New joint that he's doing with Mark Ronson. I think there was Don't Believe It, Did I? Like, that's really hot.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I love that. Rock,
that's
But no one is singing and writing like you. That's my thing. No one is singing and writing. Everybody's talking about the same shit. You know what I'm saying? They going to the club. They, you know, getting bitches pregnant. I mean, no one's singing about anything, you know? And like, when I listen to you and everything you're singing about, it's like, you know, it's like you're actually stepping into another world. You know what I'm saying? Like you're stepping outside of the box into another world, and that's how I like to feel about music, you know. And no one is singing or doing that like you, you know. And I think you really deserve that recognition. So I hope that you continue your journey on. You know, I mean, you know, do your songwriting, because I know that's where the money is. You know, songwriting and writing for other people. But I want to see you. I want to see you evolve. I want to see you at the Grammys. I want to see you accepting that award. So continue doing what you're doing. And what I think, too, is we need to collab on something. That's what I really
think.
Yeah,
okay. That's what's up. That's good. I got people in Denver. So I got people out there. So, I'm
going to
be out there sometime this year. We got to link up. My boy Sun Ra out there, Simba. He got a good event that he does.
Well, Rod and I'll show you a good time. If you come out here, we'll show you a good time, girl. But I want to go ahead and play this. This is your newest track. I think this is your last track, the most recent, What You Do. Was that the last thing you've written?
Yeah.
You done? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So we do want to you know, go ahead and play that and let the listeners you know, hear what's new and what's fresh. But again, this is Raina Williams on the queue up. If you want to call, speak to her, phone lines are open for another 25 minutes, 917-889-7006. This is What You Do right here on the queue up.
Benefiting. It's the cruel world that is your excuse every time.
fly, flap his wings, and I'm singing. Have you noticed what you do?
Do you notice what you do?
Are you aware of the B-side of the hide in the jack-o'-lantern? Do you know now what you do?
Raina Williams on the cue up, Who I Am. That was tough.
Thank you. Thank
spitting
you.
It, girl. You were spitting it.
Thank
I
you.
Love
I
that
have,
track. And
I have
a
question for you because you recently yeah. came to Denver.
Yeah, I was in Denver.
And you didn't call nobody? What's wrong with you?
I was in Denver like last year, and I was just kind of like,
okay.
you know, chilling with my people. It was for 420, actually. We went.
I was wondering. I was wondering what you liked about Denver, because I really like that about Denver.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, here we go.
Well, I know.
You know, but I got my good fam is out there from, you know, Baltimore, because I'm from Baltimore originally, so, you know, they moved out there maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And so I visited them twice. We visited them twice already. Me and my boo, Bianca Dagger, who is a lovely burlesque performer. A shout out, big shout out to the burlesque community. Anybody listening?
That's cool. And you know what? Another thing I love about you, too, is what you had quoted. You had an interview, and you had stated that you know people smell when someone is being authentic or whether they're just trying to keep up appearances or play, you know, play to be something that they're not. I love that. I love that you said that, you know, especially for people in the music business, you know, especially for people in the entertainment industry, people who feel that, you know, it's irrelevant for them to be who they are. You know, it's not important, you know, so they play up to everybody else's expectations. But I love that you said that, that you said, you know what, that's what I love about artists like Madonna. That's what I love about artists like Lady Gaga. And in addition, I'm going to add artists like Annie Lennox and
yeah.
artists like Prince. You know, I love that because they are authentic. These are artists that, you know, they're not doing what everybody else is doing. They don't sound or look like everybody else. They are outside
right.
of the box. And
right.
that is what's missing in music. And entertainment, you know, that's what's missing. And I just love that about you, and I love that you said that because you nailed it. You know, you nailed it. Like, people smell that. They love authenticity, and they know otherwise if it's not.
Yeah, and I think that to piggyback off of that, that's the reason why a lot of music doesn't feel the same to people that were also coming up when before it changed, because like the vibration of the music changed. Like, that's the only way I could put it. You know what I mean? Besides the topic, the subject matter, you know, it's the vibrations, because there's a way, you know, that it makes me feel I don't want to listen to it. You know what I mean? It's not
right.
even like it just doesn't resonate with anything that I would jam to. Every very few and far between, even songs that I'm like, this is good, you know, but in it, and I feel like it changes people's perception of what's good too.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
young,
I think that's
younger
true.
Generations, like, oh, they like the whole thing with Kanye and Paul McCartney. Like, I'm not sure if that's true, if it was a PR, but I mean, I guess it could be. Like, you know, young people out here, that, you know, they want everything handed to them, so they think everything is brand new. You know, like, oh
yeah,
no,
you're
man.
Totally right. Absolutely, it is. Don't nobody want to work for anything, man. Don't, and, you
no,
know,
bro,
and that's
easy,
that's the thing.
Saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the smartphone is smart for a reason. All you got to do is type in. Dumbass can use a smartphone. I'm trying to tell people that.
That's all you need. Absolutely. That is all you need. But so what's next for you? What are you working on right now? What are some upcoming things that you're excited about in 2015?
Well, I'm working with a group called the Impact Society out of Baltimore, and they do shows at high schools, you know, for kids to, you know, encourage them to pay attention and stay in school and don't bully each other, you know, type things, that positive stuff that, you know, like assemblies that you like to get out of class and go sit in, you know what I mean? So I'm going to be doing some of that this year, as well as volunteering with the I Am Music Fund that's put on by the Out Music and the Lara organization. And I'm also going to be doing a lot more shows. I'm going to be in Chicago in April. I'm going to be doing a thing at the end of February back home in Baltimore, this huge festival. So, like, I'm picking up more gigs and, you know, hopefully, keep my fingers crossed, that it'll all go well on the 19th for me with the Out Music Awards, because that'll definitely help, you know, keep my bills paid and, you know, take me and my lady on a vacation or two.
You know what I mean?
I love it. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I just love it. That's cool. Speaking of your lady, I love this song, by the way. Was this written for anyone in particular or another girlfriend? Because that was the song that I heard when I first discovered you or when I found you, and I'm like, okay, I think I like this artist, you know? And you had a video for it, I think, on Reverb Nation. So I really, really, you know, just gained a lot of respect for you. So this song in particular, was this before your girl? Was this, you know,
another
while you were with your girl? Or was this
No, I mean, I wrote that years ago. Like, a lot of songs that like, you know, they're kind of, I've written them a while, but they kind of keep on, you know, people keep on discovering them and liking it, so that's good.
Well,
that's
good
how
song, it is,
but,
yeah. Absolutely.
So,
people, you know, it could be 5 years until somebody discovers you.
I'm telling you, you know, with that particular one, it wasn't about anybody in particular, just it reminded me of something, because I actually written it inspired to try to pitch something to the Backstreet Boys, and I had the hook for a long time, and I missed the window because I couldn't come up with the verse or whatever, and then I ended up finishing it, you know, later, and so, again, I just kind of started playing it myself, you know what I mean, so, and it was just one of those songs where I try to write it from that perspective of, like, you know, somebody more mature, you know, they growing up, and you see the change in somebody, and, you know, you like the person, but ain't no hard feelings, you just need somebody that's more than
good. Right. Well, this is a surefire winner. This is a surefire winner. Actually, Rod and I were jamming out to this morning. He's like, oh, this is my favorite song. You still like the song, right? You over there asleep.
No, I'm not asleep. It's early up there, right? It's waking and baking. It is early up here, y'all. Y'all are up.
Well, we only got 8 minutes left. If y'all could just hang on tight, we're going to play this song, Another Girlfriend, and then if anyone wants to call in, 917-889-7006, and then we'll have one last track out before we leave out. But this is Rena Williams right here on the Cue Up. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Exactly. Audience participation. Rod, what you got to throw in? Oh, never mind. Yeah, you don't want to hear him. Anyways, oh, and I was thinking.
Oh.
I was thinking about that last song too that we played, "Who I Am." That one verse, Rod, where it says you went into your sister's closet to get her clothes. Well, he don't have a sister, but it was like his mother. It was his mother. It was his mother's
wow.
He used to wear her.
Oh no,
her,
no,
her
no! Because my mother was the perfect secret lesbian because she doesn't wear dresses.
Okay.
Oh, she does.
So I love that. My mom don't wear dresses, and you know that.
She showed up.
My dad likes Celine Dion.
And he likes who? He likes who?
My dad likes
Celine
Dion.
Dion. He's a secret gay. Well, we're about to the end of our show, but we do want to thank our special guest today, Ms. Raina Williams, for being here. Raina, we really, really appreciate you being here. Your work is incredible, and we look forward to hearing more from you. Give it up for Ms. Raina Williams, you guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So anything you want to leave us, anything you want to leave your new listeners with, you know, we realize that a lot of people work on Monday mornings and we don't expect a lot of calls in really during live shows on Mondays because people are at work and things like that. But, you know, we do get a lot of people that come back and listen to the shows and things like that. And, you know, in that case, you might garner new listeners or people that are just tapping into the queue up. So what would you want to tell, you know, new listeners, people that are out there tuning into the show? I mean, any last words you want to leave them before we head out with your hot track, Overrated?
Oh, snap. That's a throwback right there. That's a throwback.
Yes.
Featuring Mr. Karan Johnson. All right.
Yeah.
That's so hot.
Yeah, so make sure you just stay tuned, RainaWilliams.com, on Facebook. You find me. Once you go to my website, you can get through all of my social media. It just, you know, I'm real interactive with it. So just make sure you and then support. Like, if I'm in your town and I'm playing and performing, you know, like, it's not going to be nothing like you ever listened to on a CD. So just come out because it would be awesome. So, yes, that's me selling myself. And all righty then.
And then what is the correct way? Is it – because I've heard Raina, I've heard Rihanna, I've heard Raina. What is the correct way to pronounce your artist
name?
People
with all the extra stuff. That's extra. Raina. Like it's raining, Raina Williams.
It's Raina. Okay. It says Raina
it's
Williams.
Raina.
All right. Cool.
Raina Williams.
Well, we
like
got that. Well, please let us know when you come back to Denver because we want to get you – whether we can help you get you at – on stage at the Bluebird, or you can come perform at Pride, or anything like that. We would love to have you out here, and we'll be your little street team once you come to Denver. So you let us know. But
that's what's up, man.
But thank you for. You know what? I'm gonna pick you up. Keep talking. All right. Here's Raina Williams taking us out. Thank you for tuning into the Queue Up. Join us again this Friday for our indie music playlist. Next Monday we'll have Boss Goody in live, so make sure you tune into the show. But here's Raina Williams taking us out with Overrated.
Over-rated all this time that I wasted all the money, all the drama, all the truth. minute. Trying to keep a low profile, put down my feeling. Last time I was at the club, I came low. Cause I had every intention to take a cue now. This time I'm laying low in the back of the VIP. It ain't working cause this victim got an eye on me. I ain't really trying to repeat the past. My damn, sure they got some mad. Why can't I just hit him? Hey, no, no, I'm a G.
Was a two, but all I could see was an ass in my view. She's the type of lady every dude wanna do. The same type of lady make it spend all your loot. She got an eye on a crew pair of shoes, and she got the other eye on dude and your crew. Can't trust her, she making excuse why she need another couple hundred dollars out of you. Say yes, cause she look good on your arm. A Rolex costs less than her on your arm. I'm not impressed with her on your arm. Didn't take a lot of effort to get her on your arm. First impression, never ever last. That should be a last lesson. Banging ass body is a lethal weapon. Got your bottom line and your ass bro sweating.
She was so overrated all this time.